I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Black Guy Who Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod, and I am joined by my co-host today, Karen. What's up?
How everybody doing out there?
And today's movie we're reviewing is the Lego Movie, which, you know, obviously on Spoiled Movie Reviews, this is for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. Like, did you know that Will Ferrell is actually the real life person at the end of this movie? And so is his son. Okay. This all takes place in the real world. Okay, guys. It's like Inception, but with toys. The Lego Movie is, what is our synopsis? The Lego Movie is a 3D animated film which follows lead character Emmett, a completely ordinary Lego minifigure who is identified as the most extraordinary person and the key to saving the Lego universe. Emmett and his friends go on an epic journey to stop the evil tyrant, Lord Business, played by Will Ferrell. Chris Pratt plays Emmett. I had never heard of Chris Pratt until today, which in the star-studded lineup of voices, you would have thought they would have went with him as, you know, like someone with a bigger voice, bigger, like more famous. But it's a lot of stars in this movie.
Yes, and he played the role very, very well. Like, he did a good job. He did a great job.
Yeah, there's Allison Brie, Elizabeth Banks, Will Arnett, who plays Batman, Bruce Wayne, Morgan Freeman, Will Ferrell, Will Forte, Jonah Hill is in here, Keegan-Michael Key is in here, just a ton of people who, Liam Neeson, I think I said, Shaq, just a ton of people who contribute their voices to it. Billy Dee Williams is actually in it.
Yes, he is.
Channing Tatum does Superman's voice. And Kobe Smulders does Wonder Woman. So these are all the people that are in it. If you haven't heard the trailer for it, I could play a clip from the movie for you guys. So here's a short clip, of the Lego Movie. Whenever you're ready, clip. Just take your time.
G-O-S-H. I love this song. Everything is
awesome. On February 7th, only one word describes the 3D event of the year.
Awesome!
Yay! Is that Superman?
Batman? Awesome! Awesome! Awesome!
Spaceship! Awesome!
This is my jam.
The Lego Movie, rated PG.
Everything is awesome.
All right, so that is a theme that is played throughout the movie, the awesome song. It's so infectious. I actually looked the song up on my way out.
Yes, I love that song.
Apparently, it's by IGX, so if you have Spotify, you can hear it. It's not as quite as quirky as the Lego version, but it's pretty cool. All right. Let's talk about this movie. Here we break it down very simply. We do what works, what didn't work, and then we judge it on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale. 0 to 5, 0 being man, fuck this movie, and 5 being fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. Karen, let's start with you. What worked for you with this film?
Everything. This was a beautifully, very creative film. Everything is in Legos. When I mean everything, like from the last point to the end, everything has Legos in it. And if you grew up like our generation did with Legos, it brought so many childhood memories back of playing with Legos for hours and hours. And kudos to the animators, because like they, like the water and the sky and the clouds and the building, it was like everything that was a functioning piece was made out of Legos, and it was just It's like sometimes you was watching and you forgot shit was Legos because it was just that beautifully and that well made. And even like explosions were made like in a Lego-y way, and like plants and animals and things like that. It was just one of those things where I loved and enjoyed the movie from the beginning to the end. I loved the fact that they joked about instructions. Because a lot of times when you get Legos, they come with instructions, but most people ignore those instructions, especially children, and just build whatever the fuck they want. And it's just one of those things where, during the course of the movie, like, basically, if you build what you wanted, you were kind of frowned upon. And they, you know, they was called, like, master builders, because they didn't follow, like, point A clicks with point B, and point C clicks with point D. You know, it was like, no, you know, Mr. Business was like, look, everybody follow instructions, stay in line, do what everybody else is to do, and be very generic. And it was very encouraging to let people know that it's okay not to follow the rules, and it's okay to be different, it's okay not to fit in. You know, nobody really has any ridiculous ideas when it comes, especially building Legos, when it comes to it, because it's your world and your imagination.
For me personally, I thought the set design worked well. I like when they travel between places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when they go to the land with the, what was it, like something cloud, I forget the name of it, but it was like
up in the sky.
Yeah, it was like all this happiness and unicorns and ponies and all that shit and silly stuff there. That was cool.
They had like a Western part. They had like a medieval part. They even had like parts that they joked about, because when you think about Legos, honestly, they're like 1,000 different versions. Basically, they got the Vikings. Like, when you really think, actually sit back and think of A, how many years Legos been around, and B, how many different sets they have, design pieces they have. You literally, if you probably spend billions of dollars if you literally try to buy like all the different sets and expansion pieces, because every movie, every kids movie come out, they have a version. Everything that's like current event, they have a version of it. So it was just one of those things where it was just hilarious with them going back and just basically showing, giving you a glimpse of how big the franchise of Legos it is, all the video games, you know. So it's a huge genre.
Yeah, jokes like the old 1980s Spaceman Lego set was funny. The 2002 NBA All-Star Lego set. Stuff like that was pretty funny. I enjoyed the voice acting that the actors that they picked. Yeah. They all like were kind of familiar, and right away you just recognize them as their voices and stuff, and the characters they were portraying. I enjoyed some of the jokes with, like, especially the stuff, all the stuff with Batman. Batman kind of stole the show for me.
He did.
And a lot of the jokes they made, with Batman and stuff like that. Some of the, like stuff outside of the Legos at the end was really, really good for me. Like,
yes, it was.
I enjoyed the kid versus his father, Will Ferrell. And this idea of grown-ups' imagination and rigidness compared to a kid's imagination and fluidity, and how much, you know, we lose that as adults, and how much the idea of recapturing that and seeing the toys in a different and new light, I thought that was really cool and really well done. I almost wish they could have done more stuff with that.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually more interested in that than the stuff that happened with the Legos, for the most part. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, and also, the thing about it is that when he fell into that hole, and he kept falling and falling and falling, I kept saying, where in the hell is he going? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, they took him to the real world. And it was funny though, cause, you know, he's a Lego. So he was sitting there going, I need to move. Then he started rapping on the table. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta remember he's in the real world now. So it's different than his world where he could basically move at will. Now it's like, okay, this is not my same reality. I gotta get back to my quote unquote world.
Yeah, he couldn't move, and that was cool. And you know, just the idea of this all being in a kid's imagination and a kid's brain was kind of cool, just a cool concept. Nothing we haven't seen before. We've seen it in Toy Story, we've seen it in some other things, but it was well done here with Legos, as much as you can do with Legos in general.
True.
Also, let's talk about what didn't work for the movie for us. I'll start with Care first.
For me, everything worked. So I don't really have anything that didn't really work for me. Because I just enjoyed the whole trip all together, and there were probably little flaws in it, but it was, the flaws were so minute compared to like the world that they engulfed me in that I didn't pay no attention.
Now for me, I think I may be realizing that I'm over the cute of movies now.
Okay.
You know, like I didn't really enjoy Toy Story 3. I liked Up a little bit, but it wasn't like, it wasn't mind blowing to me. And this kind of continues that trend, and I may have to stay away from these kind of movies because a lot of stuff wasn't working for me. And, you know, I wished, I was hopeful, and I really, really, really was wishing it would work, but there was just too many jokes that fell flat to me. And I think it's maybe because as an adult, I've just kind of crafted my humor more towards the edgier stuff.
Yeah.
And the safer type of humor just isn't doing as much for me. And it felt like such a soulless construct that, okay, you know Morgan Freeman's voice, so you're gonna laugh because it's Morgan Freeman, not because the dialogue is actually that interesting or that funny. You know, and I think a lot of people were just like, I'm familiar with toys, I'm familiar with this voice. And that was all they really needed. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think most of the good jokes that happened in this movie for me involved like Batman.
Yes.
But the rest of the jokes were kind of just like par for the course, not really, you know, that highbrow and stuff. And before you guys go, well, it's a kids movie, this movie was marketed for adults too.
Like, yes, it was.
You know, cause it used a lot of the characters and stuff from our childhood with, yes, Legos. And I do think the narrative that it told was a poignant one about, you know, imagination and what happens to it as you grow up.
Yes.
But, in general, man, like I just felt a little, it felt flat to me. And maybe if I had kids or if I went to see it with a kid, I have a different appreciation because it was like, oh, my kid can enjoy it.
Yeah. You can see
and the, I won't want to blow my brains out.
Yeah. You can see the enjoyment in their eyes and this, and their excitement makes you excited, which is a little different.
Yeah. And Karen to me is like a kid. So, you know,
I
went with her and, you know, if I didn't get that enjoyment, well, Karen's enjoying it as well as me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think, you know, I might not even have got it with a kid. I think people are overrating these movies now because they're just going, well, my kid can watch it and I won't like castrate myself if I watch. And it's like, that's a very low bar for me. Personally, I just didn't find it to be that funny or revolutionary. I don't think they did anything in this movie that Toy Story didn't do better, with more heartwarming type of scenes than this. It just, I don't know, man, like, the action, the way they had to film, and I think it's because they had to film it with this, because they must have used a lot of stop motion and a lot of Legos, or either that or the CGI was messed up. But like the action was so bad to me, because, you know, they can't fully articulate as action figures.
Mm-mm.
So there's not a lot they can do. And so they made stuff happen really, really quick. So that you wouldn't ever like focus on it.
True.
And to me, it just felt like, oh, well, I guess that's supposed to be cool. Like, I don't know. Like, they're stiff little small figures, you know?
Yes, they are.
There's only so much they could do. It almost would have been better to me if they could have involved like some G.I. Joes come to town or something, but obviously those wouldn't be Legos, but you know what I mean? Like something to like raise the stakes or whatever. But, yeah. Yeah, it just didn't do it for me, man. And I thought the, you know, some of the stuff that they were trying to do with like the Kragu and like calling different stuff, you know, it's a band-aid, but it's really called, we're going to call it something else, you know, that just fell flat for me. So, I just kept having this feeling of, almost like a bad Family Guy episode where everybody's only laughing because they're going, I'm familiar with this thing and that thing. Let's go ahead and give it our score. Unless you want to add anything else to that, because, you know, feel free to disagree, obviously.
I think for me, I do understand your or critiques about it. But like I said, I think for me, I am one of the people, I never get tired of these type of movies, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it was cute. I like the fact that it was colorful. I like the fact that it was corny. I do agree with you with the fact that, yeah, certain things did happen quickly, but like you say, it's because you can undo so much with inch and a half figures trying to do these spectacular things. Like,
yeah.
you can't spend a long time unless you're going to sit down and sharpen it up or use CGI around them and still allow them to be Legos.
Yeah, it also feels like they're doing that thing where they can run back and go, well, what do you expect? It's a kid's imagination. You know, where if I go, yeah. well, this movie didn't really hit on this cylinder and it didn't really cover, like, there's parts where it just feels like they're running from place to place. And I know if I brought that up and said, like, man, some of this shit feels pointless, they'd be like, well, it's a kid imagining what the Legos would do, so of course it's pointless. Like, well, that doesn't mean I want to watch a movie of that shit, you know?
That's true.
I think other movies that have done the cute thing have done it better. I forgot a movie that I did enjoy not too long ago that was animated, WALL-E.
I enjoyed WALL-E.
Yeah, I forgot about that. WALL-E was an excellent movie to me, and it was animated, and I thought it hit the cute levels, it hit the deep levels, and it hit the funny levels all at high marks, and I walked out of there like, wow, now that's a film I'm gonna remember. Incredibles. Yeah. I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah.
But sometimes these films, I think, just get credit for shit that they, you know, did for shit that they should be doing already, which is entertaining me, and people are like, you know, my kid didn't kill itself. It's like, all right.
That is a very low bar.
Yeah, let's give it a 0 to 5 rating here, Karen, on the More Epic Than Love John scale. For you, what would you give the Lego movie from 0 to 5? 0 being the man fuck you, and 5 being the fuck you waiting for to go see this shit.
I'll give it a 4. Like, I really had a great time from beginning to end. It satisfied me as far as the purpose of it in my mind.
And that is full price opening weekend for those of you keeping track. Me personally, I would give this a 2. I would give this a 2. That is a Netflix. I think, you know, wouldn't hurt, you know, put this on while your Rugrat is using his ADHD to play Angry Birds or something. And sit down and watch it then, but I wouldn't go pay for this shit. I'm kind of sad that I did pay for this shit. I feel like, you know, this is just, I think it might be more me than this movie, but maybe you're in a similar place as me, people. I'm kind of over the cute. You gotta be good. You can't just no longer be cute. You can't just be like, look, it's some toys from when you was a kid. You know, when I was watching this, I kept thinking like, man, a episode of Robot Chicken does this better to me. Like, I just needed more from this movie, and maybe you just can't get that from a kid's movie, so I just gotta stop seeing these type of movies.
I think you can. I think it just depends, and like, there are some kids' movies that I won't go see. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't waste my time seeing Smurfs. I didn't see The Chipmunks. Like, there are some stuff, it looks so bad, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to see that. But with this one, I wanted to actually go and enjoy this one, because I guess I heard so many people say how good it was.
Yeah, a lot of, that's the other thing that might have hurt it too, is so many people were telling me it was so great. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw it, I was like, this didn't blow me away. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Black Autist Premium Network. We'll be back shortly with another movie review. Until then, peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in an act forever.
Life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.